This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Former Adams County Sheriff Rick Reigenborn has been charged with multiple felonies for falsifying training records. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
A state investigation found that Reigenborn and his undersheriff did not complete mandatory annual training. The head of training at the time allegedly logged on and did the hours for at least one of them. Reigenborn lost his bid for re-election last year. CPR broke the news of the records investigation last year. At the time, Reigenborn said his records had not been falsified.
No. There was only one person's records that got falsified, is my understanding. It wasn't me. I get my hours in.
The other deputies, Tommy McClellan and Mickey Bethel, retired while under investigation. They all face the same felony charges. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A judge will likely decide this week whether the alleged King Super shooter can stand trial. The 24-year-old suspect has been hospitalized with schizophrenia at the state's mental health hospital since December 2021. Prosecutors say he has shown great improvements since being forcibly medicated, but the accused shooter's defense attorneys say he is still not well enough to stand trial. The judge is expected to rule on his mental health this week. This is CPR News. In Denver tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. In Vail, mostly clear in the upper 30s. And in Craig, mostly clear and breezy in the mid 30s. It's 5:06.